Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build one of the most hype, old-school DNB transition tricks you can use, a rewind moment made from scratch in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle dubplate energy and just enough human imperfection to make it feel real. Now, a rewind is not just an effect. In drum and bass, especially in jungle, rollers, darkstep, and heavier bass music, it's a statement. It's that split second where the tune feels like it gets pulled backward before slamming forward again. Used right, it makes the next drop feel bigger, meaner, and way more deliberate. The big goal here is to avoid that fake, super clean, generic reverse whoosh sound. We want something that feels like it came from the tune itself. Slightly rough, rhythmic, physical. Like a DJ actually pulled the record back, or the crowd forced the rewind, because the moment hit too hard. So let's build it step by step. First, choose that exact musical spot. Don't place a rewind randomly. The best place is usually at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, right before a drop repeats, a bass switch up, or a big arrangement change. In a DNB tune, the rewind should feel like a phrase marker. It says, right, we're going back for that again. In arrangement view, set locators so you can see the phrase clearly. For your first attempt, keep the rewind around 1 bar long. If the track needs more drama, you can stretch it to 2 bars, but in DNB, less is often more. Momentum matters. Next, build the rewind from your own track material. This is important. Don't reach for a random FX sample and call it a day. The most convincing rewind uses audio from the tune itself. Duplicate a short section from the drop or pre-drop phrase. Good source material could be the break chop, a snare fill, a re-stab, a vocal fragment, or a bass hit. If you're going for a jungle feel, a chopped break phrase is a great starting point. Maybe it has kick, snare, ghost notes, and a little bass accent. Render or consolidate that section so it's tidy, then duplicate it to a new audio lane specifically for rewind processing. Consolidating helps keep everything clean and easy to edit. Now reverse it. On audio clips in Ableton, you can just use the reverse function. Once it's reversed, trim the start and end so the phrase enters cleanly. A rewind should feel like it's dragging the listener backward, so the tail needs to swell into the stop point rather than just cutting in awkwardly. At this stage, shape the clip feel with fades and gain. You can fade the reversed material in over half a bar or a bar, depending on the energy. If it sounds too sharp or too perfect, soften the clip edges a bit. That little bit of smear can actually help it feel more like a physical rewind than a digital reversal. Now here's the main secret in this whole lesson. Humanize the timing. A rewind should never feel gridlocked and robotic. It needs tiny timing imperfections, just like a DJ or live performer would create by hand. That does not mean making it sloppy. It means making it human at the edges. Try nudging one reverse drum layer slightly earlier, maybe 10 to 20 milliseconds. Push the bass reverse layer a little later, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Let a noise layer begin just before the main rewind. Then keep the impact hit right on the grid so the chaos resolves into a strong downbeat. That contrast is everything. The rewind can be loose, but the landing should be locked. In DNB, those little shifts are really audible because the tempo is so fast. Even tiny offsets create a ton of energy when they're used tastefully. If you're editing MIDI or sliced hits, avoid overly strict quantization. Nudge things by hand. You want human but controlled, not messy for the sake of being messy. The groove should still breathe with the drums. Now let's add texture. A rewind without texture can sound thin, so we're going to use stock Ableton devices to give it grit and atmosphere. A simple chain could be something like drift or operator into auto filter, then saturator, then utility. Operator can give you noise or a simple tonal swell. Drift is great if you want a slightly unstable analog style motion. Auto filter lets you shape that pullback. Saturator adds warmth and density. Utility helps you control width and mono compatibility. A good starting point for the filter is low pass mode, with a cutoff somewhere around 600 Hz to 2.5 kHz, depending on how bright you want it. Keep resonance moderate. Then automate the filter so it opens a little as the rewind begins and closes back down before the impact. That little breathing motion makes the whole thing feel alive. If you want a bit more edge, add a touch of redux for grit, but keep it subtle. You're not trying to turn this into a digital destruction effect. You're just roughing it up enough that it feels like part of an old-school tune. Now let's bring in the breakbeat identity. For jungle and old-school DNB, the rewind should connect to the drums. If it feels disconnected from the break, it can sound pasted on. So take a short section of your break loop, duplicate it, reverse it, and high pass it so it doesn't crowd the low end. Keep the snare fragments, Ghost Notes, and Rhythmic Detail Audible. Use AQA to high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. A little drum bus can add attitude, especially if you keep drive light and crunch low. Glue compressor can help hold the layer together with just a couple dB of reduction. If you want a bit of movement, AutoPan can add very subtle motion, but keep it restrained. If the reversed brake feels too busy, slice it up and mute the hits that don't help the phrase. The goal is detail, not clutter. You want the ear to hear the groove being pulled backward, not get lost in a wall of reversed noise. Next, give the bass a roll in the rewind. This is huge for dark DNB and jungle. A reversed Reese fragment or a reversed sub swell can make the rewind feel much more menacing and musical. You can render a bass stab from your drop, reverse it, and process it with a Q8 to tame the highs. Keep the sub under control and mono using utility. If it needs more presence, saturator can help. If you want that half riser, half rewind feeling, you can automate a short filter sweep on the bass fragment too. Then comes the restart. The restart is where the whole moment lands. Make sure it's strong. Kick, snare, bass stab, maybe a crash or impact if the track needs it. The key is that the restart feels wider, clearer, and more stable than the rewind itself. That contrast is what makes the rewind feel like it actually landed somewhere. Now we shape the full transition with automation. Pull the source phrase down in volume as it approaches the rewind. Increase the filter movement on the reversed layers. Maybe send a touch more signal into reverb just before the stop, then cut it back quickly. A little delay feedback can add smear too, but don't overdo it. A return track with reverb or echo is useful here, but keep it subtle. This isn't a washout. In DNB, you want tension and focus. A short decay, moderate feedback, and a controlled wet signal is usually enough. The rewind should narrow and darken before the restart opens up and snaps forward. At this point, group your rewind layers together. Put the reverse drums, reversed bass, texture, and impact into one group so you can treat the rewind like a single event. On the group bus, a little glue compressor, a bit of EQ cleanup, maybe a touch of saturator, and utility for width checking can really help. If the reversed layer is harsh around 2.5 to 5 kHz, make a small cut there. If the sub is present, keep it mono and disciplined. Remember, in jungle and DNB, the low end is the foundation. If the rewind fights the break or muddies the bass, it stops feeling powerful. Then place the rewind in that arrangement like a DJ would appreciate it. Good spots are the end of an intro, between two bass sections, before a second drop variation, or as a callback to an earlier motif. In a Riedel set, a rewind moment often acts like a reset button. It says the energy is so strong we need to hear that again. Keep it short. One bar is often enough. Two bars maximum if the track really needs the drama. Too much rewind can kill momentum, and in drum and bass, momentum is everything. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make it too clean. If it sounds perfect, it often sounds fake. Second, don't use a generic whoosh instead of track material. Third, don't let the low end pile up. High pass the textures and keep the sub controlled. Fourth, don't drown the transition in reverb. And fifth, don't place it off phrase. It has to feel intentional. If you want a darker, heavier result, try a reversed Reese instead of just noise. Add a low filtered subswell underneath. Use a little controlled reduction with Redux for grime. Put drum bus on the reversed brake layer for extra old school attitude. You can even narrow the rewind slightly, then let the restart open back out for a bigger impact. Here's a useful creative way to think about it. This is less about sound effect design and more about DJ gesture. Imagine someone physically reacting to the crowd, grabbing the tune, pulling it back, then dropping it again with confidence. That feeling is what we're chasing. If you want to take this further, try these variations. You can do a double rewind, where the track gets pulled back once, then a second shorter rewind happens right after. You can make a broken rewind by slicing the reverse phrase into several pieces and reordering them manually. You can do a call and response rewind, where the drums rewind first and the bass answers after. Or you can hide a ghost version of the rewind earlier in the phrase, so the main one feels more inevitable. A great practice exercise is to build three versions from the same one-bar source. Make one version minimal and clean. Make one version jungle authentic with reversed breaks and texture. Make one version aggressive and modern with stronger filtering and a wider restart. Then test them in context and ask yourself which one feels most like a real rewind, and which one supports the drop best. So the big takeaway is this. A convincing rewind in Ableton Live 12 comes from using your own track material, humanizing the timing so it feels performed, and shaping the transition so the rewind pulls back hard, while the restart lands with real weight. For jungle and old school DNB, keep it gritty, phrase aware, and slightly imperfect. That's the vibe. That's the energy. And when you get it right, the rewind stops being just a transition and becomes part of the track's personality. Let's build one.